Welcome to Organic Outlets, a podcast where we discuss tough-ass topics relating to dating, self-worth, and creating healthier habits for our lifestyles. I'm Faith, your host. What's up, y'all? And today, we're talking about conditions on unconditional love. I want to say this may be a two-part episode because I have not quite decided yet, but I think you guys should definitely stay tuned for a special collab that I have coming soon. But imagine being loved for just being yourself when you're loved at your purest capacity. I mean, it's hard as hell to find someone these days that will love you flaws and all and genuinely mean it. If someone can't even tell you they love you or tell you exactly why they love you or why you make them feel a certain way, then you have already reached your limit. Nowadays, people don't want to fight for someone that's genuinely of value to them. I think after a long reflective period and some fracture points that I've had, I thought it would be fitting to discuss this topic then. And now that I am newly single and have just kind of hit my plateau, I think that it's time to get some shit off my chest. So grab your tissue paper, grab a seat, because we're ready to get deep as fuck today. I mean deep. So everybody thinks they know love, but do they really? Do I even really know what love is? You know, I know how platonic love feels, to genuinely be respected and praised for just being myself through friends and good associates. But romantically, I haven't always had the best experiences trying to get loved, if you get what I'm saying. And it wasn't until recently where I developed a thorough understanding, especially from being a recovering people pleaser and a constant giver. For a very long time, I was always the giver, always trying to remain perfect, do the most for my previous partners to receive love. And I often felt like I never truly had a long-lasting place in our lives, because even if I was good on paper, even if I was good to them, even if I was initially someone's girl of their dreams, hypothetically speaking, nothing ever seemed good enough to my partners. I realized that these people only love me based on the condition that I showed up for them. Meaning, when I'm able to do something for them, and in return, that's when I am the most valuable to them. That's when they love me. That's when they love me the most, because that's when I can do something for them. It's a push and pull kind of dynamic. I'm only giving to you so that you can receive me at this capacity. It's never, I'm fully locked in with you. I'm fully willing to be your team partner, fully willing to be that person to love you through everything, in spite of everything. But when things get hard and I really need that person, they end up going MIA. Never because they authentically love me or seen me in the light of what I truly was, you know, which in most cases, I happened to just be myself and was naturally giving with the anticipation of being loved at the same capacity with mutual reciprocity. You know, I think most times we try so hard to give people and give and show them that you're capable of loving them in spite of anything. And most times, where does that lead us? I actually happened to watch Lauren London talk with Angie Martinez a couple weeks ago. And Angie happened to ask Lauren London if she would ever date again. And she explained that she probably wouldn't, because she feels like our male species aren't pure and they operate within their ego. She also explained that she got to experience pure love with Nipsey Hussle, and she was satisfied with just that, which I couldn't agree with more. I think that I'd honestly feel the same way. It already takes a lot to feel loved, and for someone to genuinely see you, hear you, and feel you is a feeling that I think all of us are supposed to experience at least once, with no impurities, with nothing to gain from it. You know, when someone loves you that much, You know, and even speaking from Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle's, you know, love, of course, you know, you guys can go watch Angie Martinez's podcast with Lauren London on YouTube. It's actually called We're All Gonna Die. And basically, Lauren London just talks about how just that process of having to literally learn to have something and have something with no impurities, and to literally your whole life change in a blink of an eye. And this person, this your person, someone who was literally created just for you, is no longer here anymore. This person that is showing up for you, standing up for you, encouraging you, wanting you to be the best version of you, is no longer here anymore. And we learn that, of course, we all are going to die at some point in time, but we never really know how to grieve that process of something that is so genuine, so authentic, and so real. Because when the cloud clears, the dust, the sun in the dust, the sun sets, all that noise and all those comforting and all those people go back into their respected corners, and it's you're just left to pick up the pieces. I really can't explain or talk about what real love looks like or feels like because I don't think I've ever experienced it. As hard as it is to love, I have tried to love and love and love and love. And being myself with the wrong person has got me nowhere but hurt and feeling taken for granted because of all the time invested, because of all the time that you take to be yourself with another person, be another individual while another person is being an individual. And I think about this saying that Seinfeld said to Wale once about marriage. And marriage is like you hop off your planet, I hop off of my planet, and then we come together. And when someone is not in possession of you or in possession of how you should look, who you should be, they just want you to authentically be you. They don't try to change you. They want you to be exactly who you are from day one. And you learn to see who really, really is for you, who is really, really there to show up for you as you are. And I think in this next season of my life, I have to work on being there and loving myself unconditionally and harder than I ever have before. The peace of mind with knowing that you can't be judged or talked down to or even feel like you are worth shit to a motherfucker is what I'm rooting for. You know, in this next season of my life, I refuse to not be my biggest cheerleader. You know, I refuse to talk down on myself or allow anyone for that matter to talk down on me when I'm low, you know, especially when you've been someone's cheerleader or when you have been someone's, you know, game changer. You know, a lot of times it's hard, you know, it's very hard to try to pick up the pieces and try to do that for yourself. And I'm literally rooting for everybody that's rooting for themselves. And that's hard. That's rooting to be loved by themselves deeper. That's a different type of understanding and a different type of isolation and experience that you have to have. When you love yourself so deeply and you love yourself so much to the point that no one can take that from you, it is a feeling that you probably can't even describe. And that's what I'm rooting for. That's what I'm batting on myself getting to. It's actually different when you realize you've been loved based on conditions after you've been solid. You feel worthless as fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, I was just loving the best way I knew how. And this is how I'm being seen, or this is how I'm being treated. And after a while, when someone consistently insists that you are the bad person, or you are not making them happy, or you're the root of the issue when all you've been doing is showing up for so long, it really makes you reevaluate, you know, what's wrong with you. You know, it really makes you reevaluate, like, if I have just been showing love at this capacity with another and been doing it the same way for such a long time with others, and they just are not trained to love you. They're not your parents. They're not your friends. They're not, you know, God. You know, these are people who mishandle you and literally take you for granted, you know? Most of us are just wanting to be loved, me included. You know, I think I always overplay my part. You know, it's something that came and comes to me naturally. I enjoy it, but when it's only received and appreciated, you feel accomplished and you felt even more seen. You feel like you made a positive impact on someone's life, and many times we never truly receive that in return unless it's genuine. I can't tell you how bad it hurts to know you love all of someone and they only learn to accept to love you and not wholeheartedly. It's something you just know, you know? It's just something you inherently know when you have loved too much, you know? When you have loved another person in spite of a lot of things, in spite of your boundaries, in spite of anything. And love should never feel like that, y'all. You know, love should never feel like it's a race of who's who or who's doing more or what's being done. Because if it's all love all across the board, then that's the bottom line, you know. And a lot of people try to act like, you know, love is not the basis for a lot of things, right? You know, if you can't learn to love life, if you can't learn to love yourself, if you can't even learn to love another person who is trying to love you, you know, you have just been on the bad side of life, you know, because having someone or having people in your life who genuinely love you for you, despite your impurities, despite your imperfections, you know, you feel seen in a way that is comforting. You feel seen in a way that is not enabling or not, you know, anything but yourself. All you have to do is show up and be yourself. And the other party is, you know, receptive to that energy. They're receptive to you being who you are, who you were born as, with no way of changing you, with no way of trying to deflate your image or make you out to be, you know, this bad person, right? You know when someone doesn't love you. You know when they just don't love you for you. You see it, how they move, how they try to learn to love you, how they show you off, how they respond to teaching you when you don't know things, their patience with you. You just know when someone is really just team you, right? You know when someone's team you. You know, everything, every single day is not going to feel like you are waking up and feeling like you are next to someone who you absolutely hate. You know, if someone hates you at that capacity and, you know, you feel like you do something wrong to someone every single day, you waking up next to someone every single day and they make you feel like you are just the scum that scorches the earth, you know, it's time to nip that in the bud. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of anything, I've seen too many times when we love the wrong person unconditionally, and even for myself, when I've loved the wrong person unconditionally, it only made a mockery out of my time, my loyalty, and my love. And I mean, how long are you going to keep loving someone that just doesn't love you back? You can't force somebody to love you. You can't make someone see you, right? You can't make someone appreciate you for all that you do. You can only just show up as you. And it takes someone with a real level head, love and understanding and experience through life to know that certain people are just not made to be mishandled. Certain people that walk into our life are not made to be, you know, people that we mistreat, because sometimes you don't get to have those people back. You know, you don't get to do that for a second time. You don't get to take those people for granted. you know, those people might not ever come back because of the wounds and the scars that you left on their heart. And that's real. You know what I mean? A lot of times we often try to spin a block or double back on that whole idea, but a lot of times you have to be strong in that, because anybody who takes the time to mishandle you and not handle you with care, not treat you like tomorrow isn't promised, that you can be gone at any second, is not anyone that any of us need. We need people who know that life is short in our lives, and having someone do things or be there at certain capacities is important. Woo! It's impossible, you know, to love someone that's and love something that just doesn't love you back. And if you attempt to keep loving them, it'll only hurt you even more. People that genuinely love you will handle you a certain way, you know. They will do things without the expectation of receiving anything in return. A person who genuinely loves you will treat you with such honor because they appreciate your presence. They appreciate who you are to them and for them. They will speak life into the love they have for you and be willing to change based on just being able to love you for them and no one else. You know, I think that that is something that in this season that I have genuinely learned. You know, I've genuinely learned, you know, that capacity of everything, you know, that I have seen when it comes down to this love and, you know, just relationships in general. I think that, you know, a person who genuinely loves you is never going to mistreat that. They're never going to put you in harm's way or, you know, not value that, you know, not just make it as if it's just disposable, right? I think for so long, you know, I've been known to create this comfortable dynamic with people because I'm genuinely open to loving someone in spite of their imperfections, because I know I'm far from perfect. But being so open and unconditional has shown me that only certain people deserve that from me. Only certain people deserve me at my rawest form. Only certain people are allowed to be there for me because it feels so real. It's something you can't explain when someone loves you in that way. It's a mutual understanding. I sincerely want to apologize to anyone who has given their love to the wrong person and they didn't appreciate you, who didn't fight for you and love you when all you did was try. I'm genuinely sorry that you were left to pick up the pieces. I'm sorry you didn't feel good enough. I'm sorry that you kept trying and kept being undervalued. I'm sorry, babes. I really am. And I have to apologize to myself as well from time to time, because I understand that some people just are not equipped to love you. Some people are going to mishandle you. They're not going to value you. They're not going to, no matter how much you try, you know? And some just don't know how to love. And at this point in time in my life, I'm okay with waiting until someone shows me from the start that loving me is something special to them. You know, loving me is an important part to their day, and they know it's a reward. You know, it's something that they don't want to miss a beat on. You know, they want to make sure that showing up for me at that capacity or loving me at that capacity is not only doing something for me, but something for themselves. And I'm really learning that. And as I said, to all of you babes who are healing, who are trying, who are, you know, going through what I'm going through, you know, just learn. You will learn what real love looks like. You will know what it feels like in your soul, in your heart, when you are being loved at the same capacity that you love. You really will. It is something so indescribable, you know, and of course, I've never experienced it, so I can't tell you that I have. But we will get there. We will definitely get there. Woo! Y'all. This one hit home a little too hard for me. But listen, I promise you that you did nothing wrong. You gave it your all. You love with no conditions or no stipulations. You just show love and was solid. And not everyone is built to handle that or receive that. Not everyone is deserving of that. So remember that. Take some time to reflect this week and really evaluate the people who just love you for being you. If someone is constantly making you feel like you're ruining their life, that having you is dumb, that you're just a burden to them, then that's your sign. And take notes. Love is supposed to be easy and calm. You should never have to keep proving to a person who genuinely loves you that you're worth it. Never. Put yourself first. Show them how hard you can love yourself. Show them how hard you go for yourself. Show them that you're capable of being loved and getting that love that you are so looking to have, you know? And if they are choosing anything but you and they're not committing to loving you wholeheartedly every day at the same capacity, drop the dead weight. It'll sting at first, but you'll be so thankful that you finally stood up for yourself. I'm proud of y'all. You know, I'm proud of myself. But most importantly, I'm proud of my listeners. I'm proud of my audience because I know that you guys have been through similar things and you guys support me so much on this journey. And we're at season 2, episode 12. And I still can't believe that through each journey, each thing that I have learned to grow with you all and that I have learned to share my experiences and be so open. You know, I love y'all so much. And I genuinely want y'all to reflect on that through this week. Really ask yourself, who loves you and who does not try to change you? Who loves you and who chooses to love you every single day, to check in on you, to make sure that you're all right, to make sure that they're standing up for you in all capacities? Who is doing that for you? Really ask yourself that. And I want you guys to have a really good week. Peace.